When you think of Thanksgiving in Kansas City, what comes to mind? Autumn leaves, football games, the plaza lights? How about the Thanksgiving breakfast dance, where people dress to the nines to hear live music while savoring a pot of seafood gumbo? I'm Gina Kaufman. On today's Central Standard, we'll hear all about the Thanksgiving breakfast dance and the people who have made it a tradition. Then, our food critics will recommend great restaurants to try on your way in and out of town. Know of an awesome place within a 250-mile radius of Kansas City? Because really good food might just be worth a detour. Tell us about it after this news. Ah, the sweet sound of Thanksgiving in Kansas City. R&B singer Lattimore will be headlining this year's Thanksgiving breakfast dance, a KC tradition going all the way back to the 60s.
Everybody's got to straighten out something sometime. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, engaged. Are shacking. You gotta straighten out something every now and then. But I want you to think about all the times.
I'm Gina Kaufman. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, we've got something for our listeners who are staying in town, enjoying local Thanksgiving traditions, but we're also thinking about those of you who will be hitting the road. Later in the hour, our food critics will join us to recommend restaurants worth making a detour for in the course of your holiday travels. But for now, let's stay close to home. Here in the Central Standard Studio are two of the organizers of the annual Thanksgiving breakfast dance at the National Guard Armory in KCK, Anthony Arnold and Johnny Wilson. Hi, Anthony. Thanks
Hello,
for being here.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
I'm still sad about the Chiefs.
Oh. Well, we'll try to cheer you up. Johnny, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
So, Anthony, let's start with you. What is the Thanksgiving breakfast dance?
Wow. Well, about 60 years ago, Albert Blues Boy King had the first breakfast dance here in Kansas City. And it came about because they were trying to do evening shows, and Thanksgiving being such a tradition, nobody would come. So he decided to have a blues show in the morning. And that tradition has lived on here in Kansas City, and in Kansas City exclusively. This happens nowhere in the United States.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And so every major blues artist has been here to Kansas City.
Wow. So tell me more about that first Thanksgiving breakfast dance. What do you know about it? Where was
it? Well, it was at 26 in Prospect, and today it's a church. But inside this church, it had a stage and it used to be a movie theater as well. And so Albert Blues Boy King rented that facility to have the first breakfast dance. And then it went on to over on Troost, and then it went over to the National Guard Armory. And then it split off, and we started having one in Kansas City, Kansas, because Kansas City, Kansans don't hardly come to Kansas City, Missouri. So we took a venue to Kansas City, Kansas, and so it began to be just the two events. Two or three years back, a few people decided they'd have a little smaller venue, and they started renting facilities that would hold maybe 200 people. And so they sort of dug into the crowd a little
bit. The 200 people, that's the small event?
That's the small event.
So how big is the big event?
Oh, there's probably 2,000 people.
That's incredible.
And there's one here, and one in Kansas and one in Missouri.
So let's see. When was the first time you attended a Thanksgiving breakfast dance? Do you remember your first one?
I do. I was 14 years old. And my father, Johnny Taylor, was a regular in Kansas City for Thanksgiving. And I would go every year. From 14 years old, I quit going to the traditional Thanksgiving at my mom's house, and I was always at the Thanksgiving breakfast dance.
What were your impressions that first time? Can you take us to the scene?
Oh, wow. Actually, my father was performing, and, you know, I got to go behind stage and meet other entertainers as well and some of the band members, and that was just a highlight of my life at that time. And just to see people, let me paint this picture.
Please.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, people start arriving. They got on their best Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. They have the cooler in one hand and part of their Thanksgiving meal in the other. They'll come in and take the tablecloth off and put their fancy tablecloths on. Some of them even have candles. Lay out part of their Thanksgiving meal right there. And, of course, it's BYOB, so they'd have their little whatever their favorite drink would be. And they'd set it up, and these people at 10 o'clock are dancing and drinking and fellowshipping with one another. And it was like something I've never seen.
What about you, Johnny? Tell me about your first Thanksgiving breakfast dance memory.
Well, actually, one of my first years attending the dance was when Anthony Arnold's father was performing, Johnny Taylor. I was a huge Johnny Taylor fan. But actually, I've been enjoying the blues probably ever since I was probably 10 or 11 years old. The Thanksgiving breakfast dance is just a unique event. It's multicultural event with people from all communities, all races, all economic backgrounds. It's just a wonderful time for everyone to come together and enjoy live music, live DJ, and, of course, their favorite food and drink.
How old were you that first one you went to?
The first one I went to, I was actually probably 18 or 19 years old.
Hmm. Have you missed any since?
I've missed a few because I've spent some time in Texas, once they started doing the original breakfast dance in Kansas City, Kansas, I have not missed a single breakfast dance.
So it's kind of a dressed-up affair, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell me more about that, the way people dress.
They dress fantastic. You would think they were stepping out for a formal dinner or a formal evening. Every year, someone will come through the door and they will say, hey, this is my 50th year straight, never missing a dance. It's just an honor tradition with a lot of families, and it's not uncommon to have a 12-year-old like Anthony and a 65-year-old. It's multi-generations come together at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning for this event.
Anthony, can you think of maybe, is there an outfit you have worn or you've seen someone elsewhere that has just been like the top thing you've seen at this breakfast dance?
Listen, pardon me. I have seen some outfits at this breakfast dance, and people who may traditionally wear the three-piece suit for this particular dance may come out with something so elaborate. Maybe some loud, bright yellow, sun-colored yellow suits, big hats. The ladies will have on the shimmy-shimmy kind of type dresses, and I'm telling you, they dance up a storm.
So what's for breakfast?
I'm going to let Johnny handle that.
Well, traditionally, they all have your sausage, your eggs, coffee, just various breakfast foods, but also they serve a Louisiana-style gumbo. And
tell me more about that. What's a Louisiana-style gumbo got in it?
Well, you have some of everything. If it's from Louisiana or New Orleans, it's going to have everything in that gumbo. Shrimp, chicken, some beef. It's served over rice. It's just a fantastic
meal.
And so that's also served. And then, of course, you want to have your traditional Southern fried chicken. So we also serve fried chicken as well.
Ooh, I can't wait.
When did the gumbo tradition start? Why gumbo?
Well, we wanted to try to have something that's probably not too heavy, but wouldn't compete with Thanksgiving meal that afternoon or that evening. So we wanted to have something that's kind of like an in-between soup for those that right after breakfast may want to have something warmer.
Anthony, do you enjoy eating this fare that was just described?
You know, that's one of my favorite pastimes is eating. And you and me both. Yeah, and see, people are dressing so early in the morning, and they don't. Most of them won't have breakfast at home. And so that we thought that was an excellent idea to have something light. Again, people are bringing part of their own Thanksgiving meals with them. But before they set out their stuff, it's just nice to have something nice to put in your stomach, particularly before you have that in the morning drink, because it's a different thing from in the morning as compared to in the evening drink.
How is a morning drink different?
It's like three times as potent in the morning than it is in the evening. I had my encounter with that one year.
Well, I'll leave you some privacy about
Thank
that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Tell me about the music. Who are some of the biggest acts you've had over the years?
Well, me.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, coming from a musical family, my dad being the top, and
Johnny Taylor, and we'll actually play a little bit of his music
later
on. But tell us more.
And then my brother Floyd Taylor, I have another brother Johnny Taylor Jr., and another brother T.J. Hooker, who have all performed at the Breakfast Dance. Now, so I wasn't the singer in this group; everybody else was the singer. And after my father passed, we did a tribute to him that year at the Thanksgiving Breakfast Dance. And so I kind of got out there a little bit. And so every year, whatever entertainer would come, I would get up there and sing with them. This year, I did a tribute to my brother Floyd passed, so I did a tribute to Floyd and Johnny Taylor. So I actually produced that one myself, and I did all the singing. So I'm my biggest fan. So.
Johnny, what about you? What are some of the big acts you think that people should know about who have been a part of this tradition over the years?
Well, some of my favorites, and of course, some of them I have not seen live, but ZZ Hill is like one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Of course, Johnny Taylor is one of my favorites. Mel Waiters did the show last year. Denise LaSalle did the show the year before that. Those are some of my favorites that I've actually seen live and performing.
We heard a little bit by this year's headliner, Lattimore, at the very beginning of the show. Tell us about him. Who's Lattimore?
Lattimore is actually an R&B legend. He has the number one hit, Let's Straighten It Out, Bad Risk, Sunshine Lady. In the R&B and blues market, he's an absolute legend. This year, we've also added Lady Vivian to the show. She's going to be doing some cover tunes for Aretha Franklin, some staple singers. So it's going to be a great mix of R&B and blues. And, of course, we have Rockin' Rick that's going to bring some traditional local down-home blues to the stage.
What do we need to know about Lady Vivian?
Lady Vivian has been performing in Kansas City for about 25 to 30 years. She's based out of Dallas, Texas right now, and sometimes she's recording in Atlanta. But she's also a protege of Mel Waiters as well.
Lattimore is one of the few legends that are still with us in the blues industry. We've lost quite a few of our headline blues artists, and Lattimore really stands out as one of those that are still with us. So we're glad to have him come back to Kansas City.
Anything else our listeners should know if they're thinking about attending the Thanksgiving Breakfast Dance for the first time this year?
Well, you definitely want to put on your absolute best and prepare to come out and meet some new friends, some of your neighbors, get a chance to party and fellowship and start your Thanksgiving breakfast with meeting new people and bring your family and friends out. You know, for more information, you can always pull up www.ticketpass.com. KC.com.
We're heading into our break listening to Johnny Taylor, the father of one of our guests today.
Yes.
A Thanksgiving breakfast dance favorite. Anthony Arnold, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here in Kansas City. You should really come out. If you've never been to one of these, you should come out and see what's going on.
And
for all you old heads, we know we'll see you in the place. Hi, Pat.
And Johnny Wilson, it's been great. Good luck putting the finishing touches on this year's Thanksgiving breakfast dance.
Thank you very much for having
me this morning.
We'll link to information about the dance later today on our website. When Central Standard returns, the food critics will be in session talking about restaurants worth traveling for within 250 miles of Kansas City. Stay with us.